Welcome to The Scholar, the podcast that brings you cutting-edge insights and knowledge to expand your mind and transform your life. I'm your host, Victoria Pearson, and I'm thrilled to have you join us for another exciting episode. Before we dive in, I'd like to thank our sponsor, Grokkly.me, for making this podcast possible. Grokkly.me is an innovative e-learning platform that offers a wide range of courses to help you grow personally and professionally. Whether you're looking to learn a new skill, advance your career, or simply satisfy your curiosity, Grokkly.me has something for everyone. With courses available in 28 languages and an AI tutor to guide you, learning has never been more accessible or enjoyable. Today, we're going to explore a topic that's revolutionizing the way businesses operate in our digital age: business process automation. Specifically, we'll be focusing on how two powerful tools, Zapier and Airtable, are changing the game for businesses of all sizes. Whether you're a solopreneur, a small business owner, or part of a larger organization, understanding and implementing automation can be a game changer for your efficiency and productivity. Recent studies have shown that businesses implementing automation technologies are seeing up to a 30% increase in overall productivity. That's a staggering figure that we simply can't ignore. In today's fast-paced business environment, staying competitive often means embracing these technological advancements. But don't worry if you've been hesitant to dive into automation due to its perceived complexity. By the end of this episode, you'll have a solid understanding of how these tools work and how they can benefit your business. Let's start by breaking down what we mean by business process automation. At its core, it's about using technology to perform repetitive tasks and streamline workflows. This could be anything from automatically sending follow-up emails to customers, to updating your inventory database when a sale is made, or even generating reports based on your business data. The beauty of automation is that it frees up your time and energy to focus on the aspects of your business that truly require human creativity and decision-making. Now you might be thinking, this sounds great, Victoria, but I'm not a tech expert. How can I possibly implement something like this in my business? That's where tools like Zapier and Airtable come in. These platforms are designed to be user-friendly, even for those without a technical background. They use what's often called a no-code approach, which means you can set up complex automations without needing to write a single line of computer code. Let's start with Airtable. Think of Airtable as a supercharged spreadsheet. It combines the familiarity of a spreadsheet with the power of a database. This means you can organize and structure your data in ways that make sense for your specific business needs. For example, let's say you run a small e-commerce business selling handmade jewelry. You could use Airtable to create a database that includes your inventory, customer information, orders, and even your production schedule. The power of Airtable lies in its flexibility. You can view this information in various ways, such as a grid, like a traditional spreadsheet, a calendar view for your production schedule, or even a gallery view with images of your products. But the real magic happens when we combine Airtable with Zapier. Zapier is what we call an integration platform. It allows different apps and software to talk to each other and share information. Zapier works on a trigger action model. When something happens in one app, the trigger, it can cause something else to happen in another app, the action. Let's continue with our jewelry business example. Say you receive an order through your online store. With Zapier, you could set up an automation, or a zap as they call it, that does the following. When a new order is received, the trigger, Zapier can automatically create a new record in your Airtable database, the action. This could then trigger another action, such as updating your inventory count in Airtable. If the inventory for that item falls below a certain threshold, it could trigger yet another action, such as sending you a notification to restock. Meanwhile, another zap could be set up to automatically send a thank you email to the customer, and even start a sequence of follow-up emails over the next few weeks. All of this happens automatically, without you having to manually enter data or remember to send emails. Can you see how this could save you hours of time each week? Time that you could be spending on creating new designs, marketing your business, or simply enjoying more free time. But the possibilities don't stop there. As your business grows, you can create more complex, multi-step zaps to handle increasingly sophisticated processes. For instance, you could integrate your accounting software, automatically updating your books with each sale. Or you could connect with your shipping provider, automatically generating shipping labels and sending tracking information to customers. One of the most powerful aspects of this type of automation is its ability to reduce errors. Manual data entry is prone to mistakes. We're only human, after all. But when data is automatically transferred between systems, the chance of error is significantly reduced. This not only saves you time, but can also improve customer satisfaction by ensuring orders are processed correctly and efficiently. Now, I can almost hear some of you thinking, this sounds great for a small business, but what about larger enterprises? The beauty of tools like Zapier and Airtable is that they're scalable. As your business grows, these automations can grow with you. In fact, many large corporations are using these exact tools to streamline their operations. For larger businesses, the focus often shifts from individual task automation to creating comprehensive interconnected systems. For example, a large retail chain might use Airtable to manage inventory across multiple locations, with Zapier automations updating stock levels in real time based on sales data. They might also integrate this with their marketing systems, automatically adjusting ad spend or email campaigns based on inventory levels and sales performance. At the enterprise level, it's also crucial to consider things like data security and user permissions. Both Zapier and Airtable offer robust security features and the ability to set different access levels for different users. This ensures that sensitive data is protected and that employees only have access to the information and automations relevant to their role. But let's take a step back for a moment. While the potential of these tools is exciting, it's important to approach automation strategically. It's not about automating everything just for the sake of it. The key is to identify the processes in your business that are repetitive, time-consuming, and don't require complex decision-making. These are the prime candidates for automation. Start by mapping out your current processes. Where are the bottlenecks? Where do you find yourself or your team spending a lot of time on repetitive tasks? Once you've identified these areas, you can start to think about how automation could help. It's also crucial to remember that automation is not a set-it-and-forget-it solution. As your business evolves, your automation needs will change too. Regularly review your automations to ensure they're still serving your business needs effectively. Are there new processes that could benefit from automation? Are there existing automations that need to be updated or removed? One of the challenges businesses often face when implementing automation is resistance from employees. There can be a fear that automation will lead to job losses. However, it's important to frame automation as a tool that enhances human capabilities rather than replacing them. Automation takes care of the mundane, repetitive tasks, freeing up employees to focus on higher value work that requires creativity, critical thinking, and emotional intelligence skills that are uniquely human. For example, in a customer service context, automations can handle routine inquiries and data entry, allowing human agents to focus on complex issues that require empathy and problem-solving skills. This not only improves efficiency, but can also lead to higher job satisfaction as employees engage in more meaningful work. Let's talk about some real-world examples of how businesses are using Zapier and Airtable to transform their operations. One fascinating case study comes from a mid-sized marketing agency. They were struggling with project management and client communication. They used Airtable to create a comprehensive project management database, tracking everything from client details and project timelines to task assignments and billable hours. They then used Zapier to create a series of automations. When a new project is added to Airtable, Zapier automatically creates a new channel in their team communication tool, like Slack, for that project. It also sends an automated welcome email to the client with project details and next steps. As tasks are completed in Airtable, Zapier automatically updates the project status and sends progress reports to the client. When billable hours are logged, Zapier updates their invoicing software, ensuring accurate and timely billing. The result? The agency reported a 40% reduction in time spent on administrative tasks, improved client satisfaction due to better communication, and a significant decrease in billing errors. Another interesting example comes from the nonprofit sector. A small environmental organization was struggling to manage their volunteer database and event coordination. They used Airtable to create a comprehensive volunteer database, including details like skills, availability, and past participation. They then set up Zapier automations to automatically add new volunteers to their email list when they sign up through their website, send personalized event invitations based on volunteer skills and availability, generate attendance reports after each event, updating volunteer records in Airtable, send automated thank you emails and impact reports to volunteers after each event. This system allowed the organization to manage a much larger volunteer base with their limited staff, significantly increasing their impact. These examples illustrate how automation can be tailored to the specific needs of different organizations. Whether you're a for-profit business or a nonprofit organization, there are likely numerous processes in your operations that could benefit from automation. Now, I want to address a common concern that often comes up when we talk about automation: the fear of technology failures. What happens if the automation breaks? It's a valid concern, and it's why it's crucial to have a good understanding of how your automations work, even if you're not the one building them. When setting up automations, it's important to build in safeguards and alerts. For instance, you can set up notifications to alert you if an automation fails to run or if it encounters an error. Many businesses also find it helpful to maintain manual processes as a backup, at least initially, until they're confident in the reliability of their automations. It's also worth noting that both Zapier and Airtable have robust support systems and extensive documentation. If you do encounter issues, help is available. Additionally, there's a large community of users for both platforms, which can be an invaluable resource for troubleshooting and learning best practices. As we wrap up our discussion on business process automation with Zapier and Airtable, I want to emphasize that the goal of automation isn't to create a completely hands-off business. Rather, it's about strategically leveraging technology to handle routine tasks, freeing up human creativity and intellect for the work that truly drives business growth and innovation. Implementing automation in your business is a journey. Start small, perhaps with one or two simple automations, and gradually build from there as you become more comfortable with the tools and start to see the benefits. Remember, the most successful automation strategies are those that evolve with your business, continuously adapting to new challenges and opportunities. Before we conclude, I want to leave you with a thought-provoking question. How might automation not just improve your business processes, but fundamentally change the way you think about your business model? Could the efficiency gains from automation allow you to serve a larger market, offer new services, or pivot your business in exciting new directions? If you're interested in learning more about business process automation with Zapier and Airtable, I highly recommend checking out the course, Automate Your Business with Zapier and Airtable, on grokley.me. This comprehensive course will take you through everything we've discussed today in much greater detail, with practical, hands-on exercises to help you implement these concepts in your own business. Remember, grokley.me offers courses in 28 languages, and you'll have access to an AI tutor to guide you through any challenging concepts. Plus, you'll earn a certificate upon completion, which can be a valuable addition to your professional profile. For those of you who are serious about taking your business efficiency to the next level, I have an exciting opportunity to share. CourseBuilders.me, Grokley.me's in-house boutique digital services company, offers custom automation solutions tailored to your specific business needs. Whether you need help setting up complex Zapier workflows, designing custom Airtable databases, or creating a fully integrated automation system, the team at CourseBuilders.me has the expertise to help you succeed. Lastly, don't forget to subscribe to our AI Tooltime newsletter at grokley.news. This newsletter keeps you up to date with the latest developments in business automation tools and strategies, ensuring you stay at the cutting edge of business efficiency. Thank you for joining me on the Scholar Podcast. Remember, in today's fast-paced business world, working smarter often means embracing the power of automation. Until next time, keep learning, stay curious, and never stop seeking ways to improve and grow. This is Victoria Pearson, signing off. Recent studies have shown that businesses implementing automation technologies are seeing up to a 30% increase in overall productivity. That's a staggering figure that we simply can't ignore. In today's fast-paced business environment, staying competitive often means embracing these technological advancements. But don't worry if you've been hesitant to dive into automation due to its perceived complexity. By the end of this episode, you'll have a solid understanding of how these tools work, their pros and cons, and how they can benefit your business. Let's start by breaking down what we mean by business process automation. At its core, it's about using technology to perform repetitive tasks and streamline workflows. This could be anything from automatically sending follow-up emails to customers, to updating your inventory database when a sale is made, or even generating reports based on your business data. The beauty of automation is that it frees up your time and energy to focus on the aspects of your business that truly require human creativity and decision-making. Now, you might be thinking, this sounds great, Victoria, but I'm not a tech expert. How can I possibly implement something like this in my business? That's where tools like Zapier, Make.com Comma, and Airtable come in. These platforms are designed to be user-friendly, even for those without a technical background. They use what's often called a no-code approach, which means you can set up complex automations without needing to write a single line of computer code. Let's start with Airtable. Think of Airtable as a supercharged spreadsheet. It combines the familiarity of a spreadsheet with the power of a database. This means you can organize and structure your data in ways that make sense for your specific business needs. For example, let's say you run a small e-commerce business selling handmade jewelry. You could use Airtable to create a database that includes your inventory, customer information, orders, and even your production schedule. The power of Airtable lies in its flexibility. You can view this information in various ways, such as a grid, like a traditional spreadsheet, a calendar view for your production schedule, or even a gallery view with images of your products. Now, let's dive into the world of automation platforms, specifically Zapier and Make.com. Both of these tools are designed to connect different apps and services, allowing them to share information and work together seamlessly. However, they each have their own strengths and potential drawbacks that are worth exploring. Let's start with Zapier, one of the pioneers in the automation space. Zapier works on a trigger action model. When something happens in one app, the trigger, it can cause something else to happen in another app, the action. Zapier's greatest strength is its simplicity and the sheer number of integrations it offers. With over 3,000 app integrations, chances are that whatever tools you're using in your business, Zapier can connect them. For instance, let's continue with our jewelry business example. Say you receive an order through your online store. With Zapier, you could set up an automation, or a Zap, as they call it, that does the following. When a new order is received, the trigger, Zapier can automatically create a new record in your Airtable database, the action. This could then trigger another action, such as updating your inventory count in Airtable. If the inventory for that item falls below a certain threshold, it could trigger yet another action, such as sending you a notification to restock. Meanwhile, another Zap could be set up to automatically send a thank you email to the customer and even start a sequence of follow-up emails over the next few weeks. Zapier's user-friendly interface makes it easy for beginners to get started with automation. It offers templates for common automation scenarios, which can be a great starting point if you're new to this world. However, Zapier does have some limitations. Its workflows are linear, meaning that each action happens one after the other. While this is sufficient for many use cases, it can become a constraint for more complex automation needs. This is where Make.com, formerly Integromat, comes into play. Make.com offers a more visual, flowchart-style interface for creating automations. Instead of linear zaps, Make.com allows you to create complex, branching scenarios. This can be incredibly powerful for businesses with more intricate processes. Let's take our jewelry business example again, but this time using Make.com. With Make.com Comma, you could create a scenario that looks something like this. When an order is received, it creates a new record in Airtable. It then checks the inventory level. If it's above the threshold, it proceeds with processing the order. If it's below, it triggers a restock alert. Simultaneously, it could update your accounting software and create a shipping label. It could also check if this is a returning customer. If so, it might trigger a different email sequence than for a new customer. All of this could happen in parallel rather than sequentially. The ability to create these complex branching scenarios is one of Make.com, quote, S biggest advantages. It also offers some more advanced features like error handling and data transformation tools, which can be crucial for more sophisticated automation needs. However, Make.com, quote, S power comes with a steeper learning curve. The visual interface, while powerful, can be overwhelming for beginners. It also has fewer pre-built templates than Zapier, which means you might need to build more of your automations from scratch. When it comes to pricing, both platforms offer free plans with limited features, which can be a great way to get started. As your automation needs grow, you'll likely need to move to a paid plan. Zapier's pricing is based on the number of tasks you run each month, while Make.com, quote, S, is based on the number of operations. Depending on your specific use case, one might end up being more cost-effective than the other. Another factor to consider is the number of integrations each platform offers. While both have an impressive array of integrations, Zapier generally has more, especially when it comes to newer or more niche apps. However, Make.com often offers more actions and triggers for each integration, giving you more flexibility in how you use each connected app. It's also worth noting that Make.com offers the ability to create custom integrations using their HTTP SOAP module. This means that even if an app isn't officially supported, you might still be able to integrate it if it has an API. This can be a huge advantage for businesses using specialized software. Now, you might be wondering which platform is right for your business. The truth is, there's no one-size-fits-all answer. For many businesses, especially those just starting with automation, Zapier's simplicity and wide range of integrations make it an excellent choice. Its linear workflows are sufficient for many common automation needs, and its user-friendly interface means you can get up and running quickly. On the other hand, if your business has more complex processes, or if you foresee needing more advanced automation capabilities in the future, Make.com might be the better choice. Its ability to handle complex branching scenarios can be a game changer for businesses with intricate workflows. Plus, the ability to create custom integrations means you're less likely to outgrow its capabilities. Some businesses even use both platforms, leveraging Zapier for simpler day-to-day automations and Make.com for more complex processes. The good news is that both platforms offer free plans, so you can experiment with both to see which one feels more intuitive and better suits your needs. Regardless of which platform you choose, the key is to start small and gradually build up your automations as you become more comfortable with the tools. Begin by identifying a single repetitive task in your business that's eating up a lot of time. Maybe it's manually entering new customer data into your CRM, or perhaps it's the process of following up with leads. Start by automating this one task and see how it goes. As you get more comfortable with automation, you can start to think bigger. Look for processes that involve multiple steps or multiple tools. These are often ripe for automation. For instance, you might create an automation that not only adds a new customer to your CRM when they make a purchase, but also adds them to your email marketing list, sends them a welcome email, and creates a task for someone on your team to follow up with them in a week. One of the most powerful aspects of automation is its ability to reduce errors. Manual data entry is prone to mistakes. We're only human after all. But when data is automatically transferred between systems, the chance of error is significantly reduced. This not only saves you time, but can also improve customer satisfaction by ensuring orders are processed correctly and efficiently. Now, I can almost hear some of you thinking, this sounds great for a small business, but what about larger enterprises? The beauty of tools like Zapier, Make.com, Comma, and Airtable is that they're scalable. As your business grows, these automations can grow with you. In fact, many large corporations are using these exact tools to streamline their operations. For larger businesses, the focus often shifts from individual task automation to creating comprehensive, interconnected systems. For example, a large retail chain might use Airtable to manage inventory across multiple locations, with automations updating stock levels in real time based on sales data. They might also integrate this with their marketing systems, automatically adjusting ad spend or email campaigns based on inventory levels and sales performance. At the enterprise level, it's also crucial to consider things like data security and user permissions. Zapier, Make.com, Comma, and Airtable all offer robust security features and the ability to set different access levels for different users. This ensures that sensitive data is protected and that employees only have access to the information and automations relevant to their role. But let's take a step back for a moment. While the potential of these tools is exciting, it's important to approach automation strategically. It's not about automating everything just for the sake of it. The key is to identify the processes in your business that are repetitive, time-consuming, and don't require complex decision-making. These are the prime candidates for automation. Start by mapping out your current processes. Where are the bottlenecks? Where do you find yourself or your team spending a lot of time on repetitive tasks? Once you've identified these areas, you can start to think about how automation could help. It's also crucial to remember that automation is not a set-it and forget-it solution. As your business evolves, your automation needs will change too. Regularly review your automations to ensure they're still serving your business needs effectively. Are there new processes that could benefit from automation? Are there existing automations that need to be updated or removed? One of the challenges businesses often face when implementing automation is resistance from employees. There can be a fear that automation will lead to job losses. However, it's important to frame automation as a tool that enhances human capabilities rather than replacing them. Automation takes care of the mundane, repetitive tasks, freeing up employees to focus on higher value work that requires creativity, critical thinking, and emotional intelligence skills that are uniquely human. For example, in a customer service context, automations can handle routine inquiries and data entry, allowing human agents to focus on complex issues that require empathy and problem-solving skills. This not only improves efficiency, but can also lead to higher job satisfaction as employees engage in more meaningful work. Let's talk about some real-world examples of how businesses are using these automation tools to transform their operations. One fascinating case study comes from a mid-sized marketing agency. They were struggling with project management and client communication. They used Airtable to create a comprehensive project management database, tracking everything from client details and project timelines to task assignments and billable hours. They then used Make.com to create a series of automations. When a new project is added to Airtable, Make.com automatically creates a new channel in their team communication tool, like Slack, for that project. It also sends an automated welcome email to the client with project details and next steps. As tasks are completed in Airtable, Make.com updates the project status and sends progress reports to the client. When billable hours are logged, Make.com updates their invoicing software, ensuring accurate and timely billing. The result? The agency reported a 40% reduction in time spent on administrative tasks, improved client satisfaction due to better communication, and a significant decrease in billing errors. Another interesting example comes from the nonprofit sector. A small environmental organization was struggling to manage their volunteer database and event coordination. They used Airtable to create a comprehensive volunteer database, including details like skills, availability, and past participation. They then set up Zapier automations to automatically add new volunteers to their email list when they sign up through their website, send personalized event invitations based on volunteer skills and availability, generate attendance reports after each event, updating volunteer records in Airtable, send automated thank you emails and impact reports to volunteers after each event. This system allowed the organization to manage a much larger volunteer base with their limited staff, significantly increasing their impact. These examples illustrate how automation can be tailored to the specific needs of different organizations. Whether you're a for-profit business or a nonprofit organization, there are likely numerous processes in your operations that could benefit from automation. Now, I want to address a common concern that often comes up when we talk about automation: the fear of technology failures. What happens if the automation breaks? It's a valid concern, and it's why it's crucial to have a good understanding of how your automations work, even if you're not the one building them. When setting up automations, it's important to build in safeguards and alerts. For instance, you can set up notifications to alert you if an automation fails to run or if it encounters an error. Many businesses also find it helpful to maintain manual processes as a backup, at least initially, until they're confident in the reliability of their automations. It's also worth noting that Zapier, Make.com, and Airtable all have robust support systems and extensive documentation. If you do encounter issues, help is available. Additionally, there are large communities of users for all these platforms, which can be an invaluable resource for troubleshooting and learning best practices. As we wrap up our discussion on business process automation, I want to emphasize that the goal of automation isn't to create a completely hands-off business. Rather, it's about strategically leveraging technology to handle routine tasks, freeing up human creativity and intellect for the work that truly drives business growth and innovation. Implementing automation in your business is a journey. Start small, perhaps with one or two simple automations, and gradually build from there as you become more comfortable with the tools and start to see the benefits. Remember, the most successful automation strategies are those that evolve with your business, continuously adapting to new challenges and opportunities. Before we conclude, I want to leave you with a thought-provoking question. How might automation not just improve your business processes, but fundamentally change the way you think about your business model? Could the efficiency gains from automation allow you to serve a larger market, offer new services, or pivot your business in exciting new directions? If you're interested in learning more about business process automation with tools like Zapier, Make.com, Comma, and Airtable, I highly recommend checking out the course Automate Your Business with Zapier and Airtable on Grokkly.me. While this course focuses on Zapier and Airtable, the principles you'll learn can be applied to other automation tools like Make.com as well. This comprehensive course will take you through everything we've discussed today in much greater detail, with practical, hands-on exercises to help you implement these concepts in your own business. Remember, Grokkly.me offers courses in 28 languages, and you'll have access to an AI tutor to guide you through any challenging concepts. Plus, you'll earn a certificate upon completion, which can be a valuable addition to your professional profile. For those of you who are serious about taking your business efficiency to the next level, I have an exciting opportunity to share. CourseBuilders.me, Grokkly.me's in-house boutique digital services company, offers custom automation solutions tailored to your specific business needs. Whether you need help setting up complex workflows in Zapier or Make.com, Comma designing custom Airtable databases, or creating a fully integrated automation system, the team at CourseBuilders.me has the expertise to help you succeed. Lastly, don't forget to subscribe to our AI Tooltime newsletter at Grokkly.news. This newsletter keeps you up to date with the latest developments in business automation tools and strategies, ensuring you stay at the cutting edge of business efficiency.